আমি এটা লাগালাম, এই মাইকটা আপনার উত্তরিয়ায় লাগালাম, আপনার বক্তৃতা পুরী মহারাজ টেপ করছে।
Went to Gauriya Math in the beginning. In an outhouse, a room, there is the Murti of Mahaprabhu. I asked, this Murti is made of which, earth or wood or what? The persons we met, she told me, he is Mahaprabhu himself. Don't try to see who their hearts are in. Mahaprabhu himself is there. Mahaprabhu himself is here. Yes. I question then, why your Guru Maharaj, who is supposed to be the greatest devotee, why he is in the upstairs in another room? If Mahaprabhu himself would have been present here, then who is the highest devotee amongst you, he should have stayed just in his side, in the side of Mahaprabhu. He is staying upstairs in another separate room, and this is in the outer room near the street where everyone can see him easily. He is placed there. Why not your Guru Maharaj is here by his side, if he is Mahaprabhu himself? Not Uden, not Arden. Then the answer came that he is also in the side of Mahaprabhu, in his heart, and that is the higher conception and more real conception of Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Mahaprabhu's presence is here also, and also in his heart. And that is the higher conception of Mahaprabhu. Then this conception of Mahaprabhu told something like, he is always enjoying the presence of Mahaprabhu in his heart as a higher type. I tried to understand. So Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, is like that. There are Chinmay, which is conscious, spiritual, and that is also, that connection has come to this mundane plane of our sense experience has come down. It is not to be neglected, but this conception, this presence of it is considered to be the lower, or Chayamayavari, or Chamut. It should not be reckoned as idol. It is also his, it is his presence, but in a gross way. Ashchayami bahari japuyang sadhayat notat bhakti sitanishu sa bhakta prag. When we do not learn to appreciate the presence of Lord in the heart of the devotee, only confined to such symbols, God connected with God, we are in the lowest class. But when we confess the existence of God in the heart of the devotees, our position becomes higher and we go to nearer realization of Godhead. While the devotee as a man, he is captured by particular idea. That God idea, captured by God idea, and doing according to that, just as the iron is captured by the fire, so his heart is colored with God consciousness, and all his activities are being regulated by that conception. What is that thing? More subtle and more nearer approach to the reality for consciousness, spirit, that controlling agency. Then, when you can find His presence everywhere, that is again higher conception of Him. Without the outward show of the world, experience to our senses. Our deeper part can come in connection with the inner part of the outside. What we say, it is not that, but something else within. Whatever we say, is that thing and not that thing. Einstein says, if we are to mention a particular thing, that thing and not that thing, it is that thing. A is A plus not A. That which does not come to our experience, it is on the background there. So many possibilities, past, future. The thing in the present is not the full thing. It's past, it's future, and this background is there. Yomang pushyati sadpatra, sadpanchamai pushyati. We can see, just me, everywhere and everything in me. Deeper vision, not only superficial vision, not only eye or ear experience, not only mental experience, mind is also limited to our own separate interest, crossing that. Beyond that, to see things in their own position, independent of my interest, in the interest of the whole, as much as we can conceive. The learning to see things and the deepest connection, they are the center who is harmonizing all things. Neho nanasti kinchano. In the Upanishad, as he said, don't see that everything, so many things are all independent. No, interconnected, controlled, harmonized. Try to see things like that. That was the proper vision. Noha neho nanasti kinchano. Sarvam kallidam brahma. Whatever you see, many variegated things. That is connected with one. All those parts connected in such a very big, big thing, a part of the big thing. Try to see it like that. Brahma, backed by the infinite. In the background of everything there is infinite. Try to find, see like that. Try to have deeper vision, deeper estimation for the suffering from experience of surface. Not the whole surface, a part of the surface. Measured by your eye or your ear. Or your touch or something. That is frustration. That is misconception. That is deception. If you see only the partial outer part of things disconnected with the deeper position, the background, then deceived. It is not that. Try to see the deeper connection on which they are sitting. It is not unreasonable. See in connection of the whole. Everything is interconnected. And they're controlled by some unseen force. So, as the material things, so we can consider about the consciousness, the knowledge also like that. A different partial representation of knowledge of these things, that thing, that thing, that is also connected by a common center. And we also cannot eliminate this plane of affection, love. That also we find here, there scattered in different ways. From mother to child, father to child, brother to brother, husband, wife, different kinds. And that is also is not so many scattered things, like so many sands. There is unity and the quality and the background where from they are coming away. In this way we have to trace the causal existence of everything, the background. And the thing who really harmonizing all these scattered experiences, what is that? Jumang pushyati sadvatta sadvancha mahi pushyati tasyaham na panasvani sachano me panasvati. One whose consciousness has reached to such a standard that he can see the background of everything as one, command center, all these things are being handled and controlled, managed. Wherever he goes, he is always in with my connection. I am not lost in him. Sarva-bhuteshu yapasheet bhagavad-bhavam atmana. In Bhagavatam, clear, more clear. Sarva-bhuteshu yapasheet bhagavad-bhavam atmana. One who can see everywhere the connection of the center, the background, and atmana. And so what is that reflection to him also? He himself also counted in his position. The center and the object of experience, and also in his own connection in that system, that whole. Sarva-bhuteshu yapasheet bhagavad. See anything and see the cause, the connection, the central position, background, and also his own relation to that in that position. Three things. Any particular experience and the deepest root, and also the seer's connection, the man who is having experience, his connection in that respect. Three things. Accordingly, in accordance to his position with the center, and how he will be adjusted with that thing, in consideration his relation to the center. Everything will be considered in relation with the center, not independent transaction with part and part. From part to this whole, and from whole to this part, this here. What will be my position to this part? It must be calculated through the center, and that will be real. The sanction from the center. What is relation? And the independent relation? I and he, that is Maya. That won't stay. That is unreal. But it comes to the center, it will be real. We won't be frustrated, not disappointed. That sort of measurement, estimation, will be real estimation. Otherwise, from part-to-part relationship, that is unstable, unreliable, and not can't stand. But the connection comes through the center, it is substantial, it is real. It won't frustrate us. Darshan, Shastra Darshan, philosophy means in India, Sanskrit Darshan. Learn to see, learn to experience things. What is what? Your superficial estimation is not the whole thing. Learn to see things, to know things. Sambandha-gyan. Sambandha-gyan. What is your position in the environment? And what is the environment real? Only your eye experience, ear experience, etc., or something more in the background. And how that can be understood? By only your reason? No, all this negative. Your reason is futile to understand the infinite. Then how it can be known that the infinite, he himself, he is not an object of your experience. is far, far above. So he has got his own responsibility to make you known about his position as the controller of the all. And his agents and his announcement is also sent to you to make you understand that I have from your creation, your sustenance and your destruction is being controlled. Try to meet with him and try to make some understanding with the superior power about your own living. Asatu Brahma Jigyasa. Inquire about the place where you are living. Inquire. And the inquiry must be substantial, not superficial. Should be real. While you are, inquire your environment and not superficially, but with real attention to understand where you are, who are above you, who are lower you, lower than, higher than you. Study all these things. That will be really beneficial to your own interest. Or so you will do something and you will see that is doggone somewhere else. Your treachery to your own self. The ways you are living, that is a treacherous life to one's own self. Understand things outside. What is what? And then live. So ordinary person, they cannot give up their lively duties, necessities. So the higher agents, they mix in their daily duty something about the above truth, but now some dharma. In daily life, so many duties we have to discharge, so many necessities we have to undergo, and that is mixed within that Varnasram. Then, giving up that exclusive inquiry about the environment and one's own self, that is gone. And then, in the third plane, the practical life, in connection with that infinite, it is also possible. Going on duty as we do here, in our superficial necessity of obedience to our superficial necessity. So, in the connection of our infinite, there is also such a life, so many duties, and that is mixed with that central interest and your deepest interest. Gyan Sunna Bhakti, going on duties, connecting with the center, that is, in the eternal position, no death can remove that thing. In the connection of the center, when we are doing some duty, no death can challenge that eternal conduct. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. In other words, the plane of service and the plane of exploitation or enjoyment, and that is dedication. And in the middle, then renunciation, abscissa. No man's bad. the border of the two graves, Burma and Vigarja. There's the long and the short. And then in details we have to study all these things. So many things. Adu Sadhata Dasar Ganga Bhajanakriya Anastanivitti. The five stages. Sravandasa. The stage of inquiry, then the stage of admission, and the stage of temporary duty, and then to be established in one's own post of service, and then to be harmonized totally with the center. Five stages, and again subdivided, Saddha, Sadhu Sangha, as such sort of peep of inquiry into the eternal life, Saddha, then the our association with those experts of that plane, Saddha, Sadhu Sangha, then what is recommended by him to go on doing those things. Vajanakriya. Then undesirable things are eliminated wholly. Then we get our continued position of the divine light. Then we experience the real attraction, worth and attraction for that sort of spiritual life. Then so many symptoms come down of divine life in our own existence. Then gradually we merge into the interest of God and the final our true self there in his relationship only. So subdivisions that they are also. Shraddha shabde vishyas kahi diya nishchay, krishmini bhakti kahi diya sarva karma krita. Shraddha, faith. Faith is so real that Christ left his this life, finished his this life playfully. Forgetfulness of the interest of this life, so totally. So faith is so substantial. Socrates also gave his life for faith also. Faith is so substantial thing than our fleeting desires in lower life. So faith, adu saddha. Saddha saddha vishyas kare sudhira nishchay, krishmi bhakti kare de samkura. We are running to a singularity. This, that, so many thousand things, not necessary. Engage yourself with one, and that would be sufficient. Connect yourself with one, and no running hither, thither to connect with this thing, that thing, A, B, C, D, etc. One is sufficient. What is that? Connect with the center. Tadvijigyasasya, the center of all knowledge, try to find. Just as so many mathematics, maybe finished. But the law of the nationality, to understand the law of the nationality, particular, either addition or subtraction or division of these things, the law to get. And so many samsatas, if we get the law, the general thing, then the will pull us on our own hand. So try to get at the general thing. There is one thing, if you get that, you have got everything. Though apparently impossible, it is possible. And try to connect yourself with that sort of understanding. This is what just in 1,000 years. The all controlling point, center, connect with that. Then you will be able to know everything. Go to the higher office, and from there you can gather the everything of the branch offices. So, like that, inquire about that thing. If you get the information from there, then you get information from all different sub-offices, branches. All the branches are controlled, controlling center. Connect with yourself with that. Don't run hither, thither, everywhere. I just mean that is by knowing whom you can know everything. By obtaining him you can obtain everything. Go to the central knowledge. That is the direction path. And it is possible, who think it is possible and engages himself in that campaign, he is Sadhava. He has got faith. Faith. Adu Sadha. And then, only to satisfy our intellect, only inquisitiveness satisfy, no. The practical life, the whole life, whole practical life which you find at present and which you do not find, your prospect, the perspective of your future life, the substance, not imagination, but the substantial practical life, you will find there also. And Mahaprabhu came to give not only theoretical solution, will help you, but your whole practical life is also will be benefited by that, knowing, inquiring, understanding, to every point. Your practical life, to every point, will find fullest satisfaction. If you inquire and the background of your past, present, future life, understand, you will be benefited to every part, every detail of your life's necessity. All the particles of your necessity that you are not conscious of at present, all foolish satisfaction, engagement, they will have. And you will feel that we are becoming, drive more satisfaction than ever you can imagine. All the atoms of your body, as if they are giving their fulfillment in your duty in that plane, fullest satisfaction, beyond imagination. Anam nam buddhivartanam, pratipadam purnam tasvadu. Not only you will feel you are in connection of an ocean of joy, But at every step you will find the fullest enjoyment, as if ever new. Every moment ever new. Fulfillment of life you will have to experience. Every moment. New fulfillment. New fulfillment. Pratipadam Purnam Dasvadanam. Beyond your estimation. Sabbhātmastapanam. And by that fulfillment, that enjoyment, you won't be loser. You won't be responsible for any reaction. Sabbhātmastapanam. You will feel you are being purified every moment. By enjoyment here, we are impurified, reaction. But in that process, in connection with the infinite, whatever satisfaction, enjoyment you will experience, though you have new at every step, but won't draw any reaction. Sattvātmastapanam, the wholesome purification you will feel when you will do that. You will feel that ecstasy done by your dedication. Dedication ecstasy, satisfaction, is of such that it will give you enjoyment but don't mix with doubt, but purify. More you will enjoy, more you will be purified. It is so peculiar. Because the basis is dedication. And not exploitation. Sarvātmastapanam param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So our cultivation of the Krishna consciousness in its highest stage is such. More you enjoy, more you are purified. Gaur Hari Gaur. Such a program Mahaprabhu has recommended to us from Bhagavatam, the last production of the revelation, revealed truth from that great exponent veil of past. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Everything if we can understand this principle of life. That everything is enjoyed by him, and it is our duty to test what he has already enjoyed, to test that thing in that way. Only if we can practice ourselves in this sort of habit, we can conquer the whole illusion. Subservient. All duties should be done subservient in spirit to after the center has used it according to his own will. The autocrat, he has chalked the line and we are only following that path. If we don't do, if we stay stand still, that is also offense. And if we go otherwise, that is also. We must follow the footsteps of the autocrat. That is the principle in every ways of our life. To follow the footsteps of the autocrat. In a serving mode. that is the royal road. Uchishto hojino dasa, tapa mayan jai. All your illusions will be conquered. If we only try to accept this principle of mind, after we have done, we shall do it. If you don't do that, that is also a fault. And do others, that is also. It is above all. This law is above all law. The most universal law. Follow his footsteps. Faithfully. No other law possible. Because he is autocrat. And won't we do that? Because he is sweet. He is autocrat, but he is sweet. So he will also be. Sweetness fulfillment today. Following his footsteps, footsteps of that autocrat, beauty. Beauty is autocrat. Sweetness is autocrat. Love is autocrat. Beyond all love. And we as equal are in a dynamic character to follow that footsteps. Everywhere, every inch. That is it. Uchishto tamayam. This is the summary of all Sadhvini principles coming from the mouth of Uddhava, who is considered to be the greatest devotee in, according to the calculation of Sri Krishna himself. Of course, that would dwell against advance the gopis that are to be. That is more risky. Their opposition to the sweetness also becomes surface of such position. Servants crossing the wings of master. Serving principle has got merit to such things also. Dearness, nearness can reach such a state that even autocrat comes down to God. So risky service is possible. Gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari. Agga-iva-gunam-dosan-maya-dishtana-pishyata dharma-anusana-kirti-dasarvam man-bhadi-sarata. But I have already ordered, do this and you will be promoted. Do this, you will be promoted. Even crossing my those orders of particular level, one follows my footsteps.